You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Day two of the brand new music to kick us off. 4 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. It is the Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM, your local programming block getting underway. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn follows from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock this evening. And then we've got choices for you. We've got Major League Baseball and we have NBA basketball coming your way tonight right here on KGYM. On 107.5 FM, the Gym OT coming up tonight at 6 o'clock pregame, 6:35 first pitch. It'll be the Twins and the Chicago White Sox going at it, game two of that series. The White Sox winning last night. And then on 1600 AM, 102.3 and 106.3 FM coming up tonight, it will be the start, of the postseason for sure. I don't know if we can say playoffs, but you've got the play-in games are getting started tonight. Are these in Dayton, Mark? No, they're not in Dayton, but maybe they could be in Dayton. Anyway, you've got play-in games coming up tonight, and we'll join up at 6 o'clock from Indianapolis. It'll be the Pacers hosting the Hornets. That will get underway at 5:35, and we'll have it at 6 o'clock. We'll join up tonight, and then right after that, it'll be the Celtics hosting the Washington Wizards tonight from Boston. And again, we'll have those coming up tonight. And tomorrow night, we've got another doubleheader for you. This will get underway. We'll have it at 6 o'clock once again on all of our frequencies. 6:30 is the tip-off time. It'll be the San Antonio Spurs going to Memphis to take on the Grizzlies. And then it'll be the Golden State Warriors and the L.A. Lakers in the late game tomorrow night from Staples Center. That should be a lot of fun. But those are the games that we'll have for you coming up tonight and tomorrow night. And as we mentioned, baseball coming up tonight as well. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes will join me in a moment. Button's under the weather today. Sounds like he's doing better. Talking with him earlier today. He will be back tomorrow, he says, and up and at him and ready to go. So we're a little shorthanded today, much like the Blues were last night in the start of the NHL playoffs, falling to the Colorado Avalanche last night 4-1. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well, although text line might be more judicious today. To do your communication with Mark and I with the buttons out. Again, that is 319-366-1600 as we come your way on this rainy, overcast Tuesday on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, the KGYM radio. Stream your mobile app and smart speaker as well. They're not playing in Dayton, Mark. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. And what are they playing in for? Seeds or I don't follow all this. Good afternoon, though.
To move on into the playoffs themselves. That's what they're doing.
Best of three.
It's kind of a round robin-ish thing, I do believe, how it all plays out, but. All I know is that the world is focused on the Lakers and Golden State tomorrow night. That's what you should take away from this.
All right, so we shall. I've got my Wednesday planned, I guess.
You got your Wednesday planned. You got your Wednesday planned, no doubt about that. And as I mentioned, the Sox and the Twins will come up, and that will be at 6 o'clock tonight, 6:35 with the first pitch. It got away very early from the Twins last night.
Sure did. The White Sox have now roughed up J.A. Happ twice now. And just frankly, Scott, I have a hard time watching these days. Over the weekend, saw the Twins lose a game that, you know, reminded me of Kid League comedy of errors. And then I don't know if you'd rather get blown out or lose a 7-6 game, but Twins are doing both these days.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and hopefully it'll get better. Hopefully it'll get better for them. But we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. Again, 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in and join us here today. Jeff Linder will join us coming up in a little bit. And we will preview the state track and field meet, the co-ed state track and field meet, which had news today. And we will talk about this particular news item with Mr. Linder today. But the Iowa High School Athletic Association, the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union, the government officials from the state of Iowa all getting together and announcing today, Mark, it's full go for this weekend at Drake Stadium in Des Moines.
Well, that's good from a couple standpoints. It's a demonstration of, I think, progress and relaxing of protocols. And there's nothing worse than an athlete being allocated two tickets and he or she comes from a family of five or six, not including the grandparents, this, that, and the other, and you have to choose, you know, who gets the tickets. So that's good news for so many different parents, grandparents, family members, whatnot. So hopefully it goes well.
Yeah, I hope it does. And we'll get into the ins and outs and all that with Jeff, and we'll do that coming up in just a little bit. We also have your next opportunity today to pick up a pair of tickets to the 105th running of the Indianapolis 500. And that will be up for grabs before 4 o'clock here today. And you can join our friend from Lisbon, who won yesterday, as we have another trivia question for you based on the state of Iowa, if you will. Yesterday, Lee Koonsman was the answer to the question yesterday, and we'll see what the question and the answer will be today. But we'll have your chance to win that coming up a little bit later on in the program today and give you a chance to get things rolling as far as your travel plans are concerned, whatnot. They got underway with practice today on a beautiful day in Indianapolis as far as this year's 500-mile race is concerned. So, yeah, looking forward to sending people there once again today, and we will do that coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk to Jeff Linder, as we mentioned, as well. A couple news and notes to get to. And we talked about the fact that state track is now opened up. The PGA Championship practice continues today at the Ocean Course at Kiawah Island, South Carolina. We now know the tee times, Mark, for the field today, and that includes Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson.
Zach is going to go off early tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock Central Time, in his first round. He will play with the Francesco Molinari and Scotty Scheffler in rounds 1 and 2. Obviously, Zach will have an afternoon tee time on Friday in the PGA Championship. And just looking at some of the highlights today, it's very windy there. And players saying that holes 14 through 18 are big boy holes.
Yes, they are. I will attest. Big boy holes. Very much so. Yeah. Zach, you mentioned Molinari and Scotty Scheffler as well. That's a good group that Zach has found himself smack dab in the middle of.
It is indeed. Is big boy allowable these days? I don't know, but I said it.
It is. Those holes, I mean, there's a par 5 in there. I think 16 is a par 5, but that thing is a kind of double dogleg-ish thing right against the ocean. 17, we talked with Bob Herrig last week about, and that's the infamous hole that Mark Calcavecchia basically just topped it into the marsh in front of the tee. It's about, they can play to like 235 over water. I did not play it from 235. my whole goal was to get it past Mark Calcavecchia, and I did. I hit dry land, but still made a bogey, but ran very happily to the next tee. And 18 is just pure evil. There's just no other way to describe it. Tough golf course. Yeah, those holes are tough, and the wind blowing, as you mentioned, a little bit, and it's Sounds like the wind is going to continue to blow, at least the early forecast for the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that is the case. It did not blow the last time the PGA was at Kiowa, and scores are pretty low. That course, even though it is very, very tough, toughest course I have ever seen and played, it is still, with the caliber of players that the PGA pros are, you still need the wind to blow. And if the wind blows, I think you could take 6-7 under and I think run with that and not even tee a ball up until and take your chances on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll get the opinions of Brian Haas, the pro at Blue Top Ridge at Riverside, tomorrow during Caddy Smack, and perhaps make some predictions. What do you say?
Let's do that. We'll do that tomorrow, and that's a good reminder. Caddy Smack and the gym class does come up tomorrow. Brian will join us, and looking forward to that. Talking golf, looking ahead to the PGA Championship, all that and more coming up on the Wednesday edition of the gym class here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. We did say, talking baseball, we mentioned the Twins and the White Sox coming up tonight. Unfortunately, a passing in the baseball world today, Mark, that I don't think a lot of people probably this name. I mean, the name, when you hear it, jumps to mind for people of our generation, I believe, because of the fact that it's a little bit of an unusual name, and he was a part of a great, great team, one of the more famous teams kind of in our more youth. Can I say that? More of a youth for us. He was a member of the 1979 We Are Family Pirates, and that is Rennie Stennett. Rennie Stennett passing away today, I believe, at the age of 70. And he was the second baseman on that 1979 Pittsburgh Pirate baseball team that won the World Series in 7 as they beat the Baltimore Orioles in a really fun World Series.
Yeah, all 5'11", 160 pounds of him. It wasn't a big guy by any means, but played a very good second base, and he was fun to watch. And I think the only player in Major League history to have 7 hits in a game?
Correct.
Does that sound right?
Correct. He will. I think he's going to hold that record for a long, long time.
Yeah, played most of his career in Pittsburgh. Did wind up with the San Francisco Giants 9 years in total. And, yeah, that 79 team was so much fun, and he was a big part of it.
He was. He was the second baseman on that team. And 238 that year as far as his batting average is concerned, but was always very solid. What was his career batting average? I'm trying to find. That was 230. I believe around 278, right in there, was his career batting average. It was a Pittsburgh Pirate for a long, long time. That 1979 Pirate team, you know who the centerpiece of that team was. Mark, and everybody knows the centerpiece of that. That's a baseball fan, knows the centerpiece of the 79 Pirates.
Manny Sanguian, right?
Well, yes, Manny Sanguian, yes, the utility catcher. He caught along with Ed Ott in that team, but no, Pop Stargell, Willie Stargell at first base. He was the man, and that was the team. He had the Stargell Stars. Remember that? They wore the pillbox hats with the stripes, and they had the uniform combinations back in that era for the Pittsburgh Pirates. They had something like 43 different uniforms they could wear with different, hats and jerseys and pants and whatnot. Of course, Bill Madlock on that team, just a terrific, terrific hitter. And, of course, a very young Dave Parker on that team, the Cobra, one of the great nicknames of all time as far as sports is concerned, Dave Parker.
And I just looking at the roster here, I don't remember some of the Phil Garner came off the bench on that team, a really good player, Tim Foley at shortstop. and pretty good pitching staff as well. Burt Blyleven, John Candelaria, Bruce Keeson among them, and of course had Kent Tekulve out of the bullpen.
Yep, he was the back end, the save guy. Grant Jackson on there, Rick Thunder Roden on there as well. Fourth outfielder was the hit man, Mike Easler. He could hit. That was a fun team back in 1979. So we said goodbye to Rennie Stennett today, and at the age of 70, too bad right there. And in the acting world, Charles Grodin passing away. I believe he was 93. I should double check that, but I believe I read that earlier on. Actor, comedian, and starred in one of my favorite movies of all time. Underrated movie. If you've never seen this, I believe it was a 1980 film. Seems Like Old Times with Charles Grodin, Chevy Chase, and Goldie Hawn. Fun movie back then. But very fine actor and comedian, Charles Grodin, and he passes away today.
Yeah, he had a good long list of credentials and very successful in his career. Did not see that particular movie, but might have to look it up.
It'll show up every once in a while on cable and whatnot, but I'm sure it's out there and findable for anyone out there. I recommend it. I recommend it. A little cheesy, but a good movie nonetheless. 319-366-1600. As we come your way, that is a text line available to you on this Tuesday edition of the program. We'll talk to Jeff Linder of the Gazette coming up in just a few minutes. We'll have our Emil's Hideaway scoreboard for you coming up. We'll get the latest on what is happening as far as the Iowa golf team and other things on the scoreboard. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Speaking of Iowa, Mark, C.J. Frederick today talked with a Kentucky media outlet and said basically all the right things and what you thought C.J. Frederick would say in his basically one of his first media appearances in the state of Kentucky.
Yeah, basically said he enjoyed his time at Iowa, the coaches, the players, the fans. But he punctuated everything by saying he had no contact with Kentucky prior to prior to entering the transfer portal. So take that for what it's worth.
Are you buying it?
I have no why would Frederick lie about it? Well, there's really good reasons, but it's kind of immaterial to me anymore. I mean, if Calipari did, he did. You know,
it's time to move beyond it.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you. I think it's just time to move on and put it in the rearview mirror, I guess, is the best way to go about it, but. Yeah, said that he had no prior talks with Kentucky until he entered the portal. And again, if you want to believe him, then believe him. If you don't want to believe him, you're not going to believe him. So that's just kind of the way it plays out and goes on from there. But he's now a member of the Kentucky Wildcats. And Kentucky right now, I know CBS Sports It's May 18th, and CBS Sports has refreshed their top 25 and one. And then you've got ESPN putting out some bracketology today. And Iowa in as an 11th seed, Mark. Woo!
I saw that, paid no attention to it. I did see Iowa was an 11, but... there'll be another one tomorrow, Scott.
More than likely. And then we'll have to take that in and see how that plays out. But, yeah, that in a quarter might buy you an old-fashioned cup of coffee in the day to sit around and kind of hash things out. But, yeah, we'll see how that plays out. Jeff Linder is going to join us here in just a little bit as we will preview the state track and field meet. A lot of things to look forward to as far as Drake Stadium in Des Moines is concerned, as four classes, boys and girls. They have, even though the big news of the day is that fans are going to be allowed to Drake Stadium for the event. They did move the schedule around a little bit, so you will see two classes at a time running, doing the field events, et cetera, et cetera. So they have made a few adjustments as far as the schedule is concerned to not overly pack Drake Stadium, which is probably good news right there. And I would imagine allowed some of these decisions to be made by the folks in charge.
Yeah, speaking of Jeff Linder, he had an on-spot tweet not so long ago. How many hotel rooms do you suppose have been snapped up since that announcement?
Yeah.
In Des Moines. A bunch.
I would imagine around Des Moines, around the surrounding areas, and more have been filling up very, very rapidly out there. Coming up on 3:26, let's go ahead and hear from our good friends at Emil's Hideaway. They are located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right behind the Taco John's and right across from the Lindale Mall. Check them out. Big thanks to everybody there, Chris and Jamie and Dave and the entire staff. They do a tremendous job. Great, great food. Great place to go out with friends and family. And again, that is located just across from Lindale Mall behind the Taco John's. And they bring you this Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update today, Mark.
Yes, indeed. National tournament time. The Iowa Hawkeyes, here's what's happening at present. The Hawkeyes in the state of Washington competing in the NCAA Men's Golf Regional. And suffice to say, not a good day for Iowa. It is 11 over par through 14 holes, a collective 11 over par for the four counting members of the team. The Hawkeyes sit 12th right now at plus 16, well out of the top five that it will take to advance to the national tournament. They're also playing the National Junior College Athletic Association Division II championship in the state of Indiana. First round getting underway today. Three state of Iowa teams involved. Kirkwood right now in a tie for fourth place at plus 6. Iowa Central is your team leader at plus 1. Des Moines Area Community College also involved. It has completed play 15 over par. Lastly, Mount Mercy competing in the NAIA softball tournament in Columbia, Missouri. The Mustangs have won their second straight. And Jaina Witzani pitched a two-hitter with 12 strikeouts in a 1-0 victory over Indiana Southeast. So the beat goes on for the Mount Mercy softball team. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, open once again every evening, Monday through Saturday. They also offer online ordering, curbside carryout, and delivery. You can go to emilshideaway.com.
There you go. And they are the sponsors of our scoreboard update each day right here on KGYM. 3:28, we're going to talk to Jeff Linder coming up in just a little bit. Should we give some 500 tickets away, Mark?
Beautiful.
All right. You got this right yesterday. Now, don't shout out the answer if you know it, okay? Don't shout.
Well, I know the left front tire changer for Larry Cahill's Cedar Rapids team.
Yeah. Well, that's not the question today.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not the question. But good to have you know that. We're going to take the first correct answer to our question, 319-366-1600. That is the number to call. Please only call in, give your guess to our Indy 500 trivia question if you are going to be able to use the tickets. That's certainly what we want. We have a pair of tickets to the 105th running of the Indianapolis 500 up for grabs. We'll have those tickets for you. They are in the grandstand, good seats, and it is a great time. You will not regret going on over there. We'll give you plenty of time to make some travel arrangements, but we will provide the tickets for you here from KGYM. All right, here we go. Today's question is this. This Iowa City-born Indy 500 driver was a key player in the historic 1977 race. This driver drove in three 500s, 1977, 1978, and 1979, finishing as high as ninth in 1978. Again, a key player in the historic 1977 race, born in Iowa City. Who is this driver? First correct answer at 319-366-1600, and we will set you up with the Indy 500 tickets. That's 319-366-1600. Go ahead and, again, pick up the phone if you can use these, and then we will take the first correct answer and go from there. We'll take a break. Come back. Jeff Linder will join us. We'll let you know the answer and more after this.
Bet on more than the final score with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. One Game Parlay is an exciting feature designed to help you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account and create the parlay of your dreams before the game starts. One Game Parlay is the fast and easy way to make your same game win, total, and prop picks. New to BetMGM? Sign up today and make your first bet risk-free up to $600 with bonus code HANSON, H-A-N-S-O-N. You can make one game parlay bets on upcoming MLS and NBA games with more sports coming soon. Go ahead and take your favorite player to score, the home team to cover, and the over in points for the star power forward. Log in today or download the BetMGM app to try one game parlay. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older. Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep all night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep starts now with all Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale and savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Hopefully you and I agree that you should do everything you can to save your marriage. Divorce is hard, expensive, and its outcome is usually not all you hope for. However, when doing everything has failed, when divorce remains as your last option, consider Cordell & Cordell as your first choice to help you through the divorce process to a better place on the other side. We've been a partner men can count on for more than 30 years. Let us be that partner for you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Des Moines area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 515-518-0000. That's 515-518-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in downtown Des Moines. Cordell & Cordell, 666 Walnut Street, Suite 1710, Des Moines, Iowa, 50309.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee
is not okay.
But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in
Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced.
We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
That's why Super Beta Prostate is the number one prostate supplement recommended by urologists. You can try a full 30-day bottle free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-482-7193.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no strings attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-482-7193.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-482-7193. 1-800-482-7193.
The Max Kellerman Show.
Julio's definitely getting traded.
No doubt. He's already. No doubt. We just got to figure out where he's going, right? Of course. And listen, Julio Jones not only was the receiver from this era that you really wanted on your team. He was clutch. Odell dropped a couple passes in his one playoff game. AB doesn't, and neither did Julio Jones. Julio Jones was fast. He could catch the ball. He could be any kind of target you needed him to be. He had size that AB and Odell didn't have. And he was a great locker room guy by all accounts. No off-the-field distractions. He was the perfect receiver. Doesn't mean he's the best ever, but he's perfect. And at 32, do I think he could still make a difference? Hell yeah! I'd love to see him go to the Ravens. Give Lamar. Let's find out about Lamar. We'll find out all about him if you put Julio Jones on that team. I'd love to see him go to the Pats. We'll find out about not only Belichick, but Cam.
The Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Watch exclusively on ESPN+.
Back with you on the Gym Class, 3:35 here on the Tuesday edition of the show. Congratulations to Tony from Hiawatha as he is going to be going to the Indianapolis 500. He came up with the correct answer of our trivia question here. We'll give it one more time. This Iowa City-born 500 driver was a key player in the historic 77 race. Driver finished as high as ninth in 1978. Do you know the answer, Mark?
I do not. The hardest part is born in Iowa City. I mean, he could have left there when he was 3 years old. I don't know.
Well, yes, they did leave when they were three, as a matter of fact. But you, the first part of that was incorrect. You said he.
Oh, Janet Guthrie.
Janet Guthrie. Yes. First woman to drive in the 500, born in Iowa City. So, congratulations to Tony. And we'll have one more set of tickets to give away coming up tomorrow. Another pair for you right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. The state co-ed track and field meets will come up starting on Thursday at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. And to preview the meet, Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, kind enough to join us. And you can read Jeff's material at the gazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. As he is certainly getting everything ready to go for the trip over coming up probably tomorrow. But Jeff, you and a lot of other people, the news today, are going to take the trip over to Des Moines. And great to get that news today that the attendance is going to be much bigger than we thought about a month ago.
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of crowded, and good deal. I'm glad. I'm glad that you know, the Polk County and Drake has opened it up for everybody, and now I imagine everybody's been hitting F5 on the computer trying to get tickets the last 3 hours.
Very true. Did you see? I mean, whether there were rumors to this effect happening over the last week or so, certainly. What did you hear? What did you know? What did the athletes, what did the coaches know? Or was this a surprise?
I was surprised until about 8:30 this morning. I kind of got tipped off that there was going to be an announcement late in the morning saying that they were going to go full speed ahead. So kind of got prepared for that and got the story out, and that's great. I think it's going to be a really good meet, and I think there's going to be a lot of excitement because there wasn't a meet last year, and really looking forward to it.
Yeah, whether it be on the boys or girls side, Jeff, what's the most fascinating team race or individual matchup that you're looking at?
Team race, I think 4A boys is going to be a really good team race between Cedar Falls and a couple of the Des Moines schools. Waukee and Ankeny Centennial will be fighting that out. I would say the best opportunity for an area champion, as far as I'm concerned, is probably 2A girls. I think Mid Prairie's a pretty steady favorite to win their third in a row. You know, there's just going to be a lot of good stuff to watch all week. Looking forward to seeing Drew Bartles from Cedar Rapids Kennedy again. Bounced back nicely after a little mishap he had in the 110 highs the other day. And he's the number one seed in three different events. And I think he'll do really well.
Could be a guy that carries the – and the Cougars have a lot of other good talent on the team. But if he's on, he could carry Kennedy to a pretty high finish.
Yeah, I think if he's on and they nickel and dime a few more points out of it, I think they could probably find their way into the top five. I don't think that's too much to ask. It won't be easy. There's a lot of good teams in the 4A boys race. The story I'm writing about, and I talked to him yesterday, I don't know how closely you've been watching, but Cedar Rapids Jefferson has this high jumper named Prosper Capongo.
Yep.
And he's a scissors jumper, which is really an old school thing. A lot of people kind of looking around, and a lot of people used to jump that way, but that was between like 1890 and 1912. So, you know, he does a little bit of that Fosbury flop, but he's a scissors jumper. And imagine clearing a bar at 6'3" that way.
Yeah. Well, we've seen him play other sports. He's a tremendous athlete. And
yeah, 40-inch vertical jump. And you have to have that kind of vertical jump to get over the bar, you know, under your legs like that.
Hey, Jeff, not necessarily piggybacking off of Jamie Pollard's comment at Iowa State yesterday, which we talked about, but covering a meet as large as this is, and I both covered both boys and girls, how do you go about deciding who gets the ink and who doesn't? Because you know you might get an email the next morning saying, hey, what about my kid?
Yeah, and it's there's kind of a method to the madness. The first couple of days, you really kind of hit on the individuals. The Saturday, you really hit the team race as far as who's in contention for that. I guess early in the meet, you kind of jump on somebody that you don't think you're going to be covering later. You don't want to cover the same person 3 days in a row. So you kind of look for some other things that might be off the beaten path a little bit. Somebody that, you know, maybe not from a headliner school that, you know, had a big first day or something like that. But, you know, once you get to Saturday and the stars are doing two or three events, that's kind of when you hit them and really hit the team race.
Well, the thing about, and I think track and field more than any other sport kind of brings those stories to light a little bit, because it is a team sport, no doubt about that, but it's made up of individual accomplishments for the most part.
And the thing I found is track kids are really well-spoken. Not that other kids aren't, but they're really interesting. They're really they're good quotes. And you know, like I said, they're just interesting. And that makes the job a lot easier.
Very much.
Jeff, let's run down both the boys and girls side of things. First, the boys across all classes. You mentioned Drew Bartles. He's going to be a big part and a big story in this meet. But how about some on the boys' side? How about some of the area athletes who could find a victory stand?
Yeah, Siande Adams from Cedar Rapids Prairie. His pass got a little easier in the 110 highs when Bartles went down. He's probably the favorite now in that event. And I think, you know, Kennedy and Prairie are going to go head-to-head in that shuttle, and that's going to be a great race. I think Prairie and Kennedy and City High are all kind of teams that are kind of on the fringe of being, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, somewhere in there in the team race. I would say those are the big stories. Iowa City Liberty has some really good middle distance kids. Bo Grip, Jack Kinzer, some of those kids. Iowa City High is quietly really put together a nice team this year, and they've got several sprinters to middle distance kids that are very good in the boys race as well in 4A.
that's a good story, too, because, I mean, we know what Raff did at City High. I mean, all those championships and all those, I mean, Woody and Dwight and all those guys up and down the line. And they were the benchmark of, of track.
They were the power before the power shifted to Central Iowa. And from about 1990 to, I don't know, maybe 2005 or so, Iowa City High was the gold standard.
And it's good to see them kind of back a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
And you mentioned 4A. What does the kind of the team race look like, handicapping things in 3A, 2A, and 1A right now?
Yeah, looking at 3A, Pellets, I would say, is a pretty heavy favorite. They're seeded number one in four events. They're 2-3 in the 800 and could score big in the four. 2A, I think Trainer's probably the team to beat, although Underwood, which is from the same conference as them, is probably their top competition. Trainer really has good hurdlers, good throwers. 1A, Madrid, Earlham, Lisbon could find their way into maybe a trophy, a top three trophy. They've got a really nice sprinter, hurdler, long jumper, and Cole Becker.
About on the girls' side of things, Jeff, individually and team-wise?
4A, it's Waukee again. That'll change a little bit next year when they split into two schools, but they're still the team to beat. I think they'll be going for, let's see, their fifth in a row and their seventh in of the last nine if they win. And they should score somewhere around 100 points and probably win by 30 or 40. They're the cream of the crop. They've got really good hurdlers. Ames, Ankeny, probably the next two teams. Again, like the boys, Prairie could work their way into the top five. Same thing with Liberty and Linmar. I think they'll be pushing for a top five spot as well. 3A, I think if it was an invitational meet in which there were 8 or 10 schools, I think Solon might have the best team in the state. But in the format that it is with so many schools and the points spread around a lot, I think Dubuque-Wallard's probably a pretty substantial favorite. Western Dubuque's got a really good athlete in Audrey Bierman. She's going to be right there in the 100, 200, 400. 2A, like I said, Mid-Prairie's probably the team to beat again. They're going for the third in a row. Just a really well-balanced team. They've got distance kids. They've got sprinters. They've got a good thrower. Williamsburg might be the next best team in 2A. 1A, again, I like Madrid a lot. They've got some really good sprint relays. Algona Garrigan, which has the Crooks girl, the really good basketball player. She's a really good thrower as well. North Cedar, they've got Kelly Prush, really, really good hurdler. She's going to go up to UNI and run. She could be a factor in three or four events. So I think, on paper, that's kind of the way things look at this point.
And some good individuals around here. I know you with Liberty and Linmar. I know you wrote something on the Lions as far as their seniors are concerned, their last run of this, no pun intended right there, but
right.
Some chances anyway for some local athletes.
Yeah, and I don't think we're going to have a team, we're going to have a dog in the hunt for a team championship. Our area teams, they're going to have their moments, and I think there will probably be something pretty good. Something good to write about each of the 3 days, whether it's a state title or two for Prairie or for Linmar or, Ashley Keeney from Liberty. So there's going to be some pretty good stuff to write about each day, I think.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, Athlete of the Year voting will be here before you know it. And I know you've spent some time going around to the various schools who have had winners. With banners that they will put up. It looks like that's been really well received.
Yeah, it's been something we've kind of been pushing for the last 4 or 5 years. I think it was 17 was the first year we started doing the banner for the gym, for the school, in addition to the traveling trophy that that you guys started in the early 80s and the plaque to the winner. And I think the banner is really neat. I think it's really good branding for us, and I think it's something that the schools really like too.
Yeah, and some good another excellent field again for the boys and the girls. And we'll get the photos that you guys put out on Twitter. I mean, it's not that you forget some of these athletes, but you just kind of maybe put them on the back burner for a little bit. And you go, oh, yeah, I remember him, or I remember her.
And I'm guilty of that. I'm kind of in the here and now, and so my mind's so much into what's going on this year, this season, and stuff like that. Time gets away, and you kind of forget who some of these people are. So it's really been neat to go out to some of these schools and get these printed and see them put them on the gym wall or on a rafter or wherever they choose to go with it.
Yeah. It's been a very tumultuous year, no doubt about that, but we're almost back to kind of where we started. Softball just around the corner after track. The summer sports, if you will, that's where this all started. Iowa was the first one, and I think you look back on things now, and maybe you guys got something planned as far as writing about it. I don't know, but I think you got to say it's been very successful, what started was summer baseball and summer softball last year.
Well, it depends who you ask.
Yeah.
And if you ask me, we were ready to get back about this time and last year, and I'm glad we did. And we've kind of been picking up some momentum again throughout the fall and the winter. And I think it's pretty much full speed ahead now with the fact that we're going to be looking at a full stadium at Drake Stadium here in the next few days. And I'm glad. I don't know how everybody else feels, but it's kind of an emotional thing when you see that they're going to bring, you know, as many as 15,000 people into the stadium.
Yeah, and
how many multicolored pens will you take to Des Moines, Joe?
Oh, I've got three in my bag. I've got one that's just about out of ink, but the other two will pick up the slack.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And tell you what, no matter how many people you have to wait for, go around and whatnot, you're not going. No one is going to mind at all, I don't think.
No, and I hate to say this, but if it rains, it rains, and so be it. We've got a state meet. People are going to be able to watch, and like Jim Duncan said, and Mike Jay will say, if everybody sits, everybody is going to get to see. So it's going to be a good weekend, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Hey, before we let you go, who's the couple of softball teams to look forward to as you go into that?
Oh, boy. Metro or area?
Just anywhere, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is preseason number one in 1A. They've got a lot of horses back from last year. Kennedy's not going away. City High is going to be really good. Liberty's got maybe the best pitcher in the area. The Wamex can have five or six good teams. I think we're looking at a lot of really good deep field of teams around the area this year.
Good. Get out and see them, and get out and see the track meet, and follow Jeff on Twitter, and always appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks for the update, and safe travels over to the capital city.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Jeff Linder of the Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. And we will take a break. Come back with more of the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right after this on KGYM.
You're upgrading your home, planning an incredible master bath and stunning open concept kitchen. But for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Go against the grain for truly inspired outdoor living with TimberTech. Experience design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Make your outdoor living space the place to be with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
65 years?
Yep, it's McDonald Optical's 65th anniversary, and they're offering 35% off during their sale. So what's 65 plus 35?
100, Mommy!
Right! High five!
During the 65th anniversary sale at McDonald Optical, save 35% on complete pairs of prescription glasses. It adds up to a 100% opportunity to get the best pair of glasses you've ever had. Support local and save during the anniversary sale, May 19th through the 26th at McDonald Optical in the Iowa City Marketplace. Some restrictions may apply.
He will score! And the Twins win it! A remarkable rally!
What makes a winner? Around here, it's hard work, never backing down, and finding strength in every obstacle. That's what we do, every day, and at every game. The Minnesota Twins are back at Target Field. Don't miss a pitch, hit, or run this 2021 season. Find the action at twinsbaseball.com/tickets. Limited seats available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Don't miss out on Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If your car could use a spring cleaning, stop by for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new. Like Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $4.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. That's a $6 savings. Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Today's pros need today's tools, and nobody understands that better than the Home Depot. Our app makes it simpler to get supplies ordered and delivered. Our online project calculators cut guesswork and last-second supply runs. Job site delivery puts what you need where and when you need it. And rental puts the right equipment in your hands, but not your overhead. That's how today's pros get more done. New tech, new tools, old-fashioned hard work. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Back with you on the Gym Class 356. Our thanks to Jeff Linder of the Gazette for joining us. Do appreciate that. And give him a follow if you haven't already on Twitter. Does a fantastic job with the prep sports, as well as Jeff Johnson and KJ Pilcher and others. And Caddy Smack in the Gym Class coming up tomorrow. Brian Haas will join us, and we will talk golf. Looking forward to that. May have a guest as well coming up tomorrow on the program. As well. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next here on KGYM. And we've got the Twins and the White Sox coming up at 6 on 107.5 FM. The NBA play-in doubleheader. That is coming up tonight. And that is the subject mark of our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Our poll question each and every day is brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement have been serving customers since 2003.
Yeah, go ahead and weigh in at KGYMradio.com. Who wins tonight's NBA play-in game between Washington and Boston? Will it be the Wizards or Celtics?
Go ahead and vote. KGYMradio.com. Charles Grodin was only 86. He was not 93. I have no idea where I got 93 from, but 86. He passed away today, as well as baseballer Rennie Stennett out there. In the last minute or so here, Mark, interesting news out of Stanford University today. They decided to cut 11 sports, and now they are not going, they have turned back on that. They are not going to cut 11 sports, including wrestling. They had a wrestling individual champion last year. They lost their coach. They got to find a coach now to take over the program again.
Yeah, it's good news, especially if you're a wrestling fan, that the Stanford will have a team, and they have apparently found financial means to restore these programs, and why not? Stanford has a $28 billion endowment as opposed to Iowa's $2.5 billion endowment. Not that that money goes to sports necessarily, but that's the financial reach that a school that Stanford has, so to speak.
True. Very true on that. And, of course, Iowa, as of right now, bringing swimming, women's swimming and diving back after it was scheduled to be cut after this past year. All right. Have a great night, everybody. And we'll talk with you and talk some golf and preview the PGA Championship tomorrow at 3. Have a good night, Mark.
Will do. Talk to you then, Scott.
You've been listening to the Gym Class here on KGYM. Todd and Alex are next.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever.